This guy's becoming an all. You know what? Actually, he has.
Yeah, he has.
Tony Kanaan's been coming to the Freak Nation for over 20 years, and he joins us now in the Freak Nation. What's up there, TK?
What's happening, guys? Just here at home, quarantining in my house.
Hey, which is more unbelievable, that you're having to quarantine yourself, your family in your house, or that Speed Freaks has lasted 20 years?
I would say option number two.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's so true. Tony Kanaan joining us here in the Freak Nation. Indy 500 champion, open wheel champion for IndyCar Series, and many, many more accolades. iRacing, it's kicking ass. A lot of folks are watching it. You're participating in it. The Legends Race, you had the iRace yesterday. But my question,
and the Legends Race, both.
Yeah, it's crazy. The IndyCar and Legends.
Yeah, yeah, it was really stressful, wasn't it? You sweat your ass off in your skivvies in your damn closet.
I mean, I've never saw, like, obviously, my wife right away, when this piece of equipment called simulator got to the house, she's like, what is this? I said, well, it's a little thing that we're going to use for the race this weekend. So she looked at it. She says, straight to the closet. I mean, for a few reasons. Three kids under the age of five, they're going to destroy this thing eventually if we leave it on their site. Second thing, nowhere around this house people can have to listen to race car noises all day long. So go to the closet. So I'm in the closet. So basically, you know, jokes aside, they said every time I got out of the car now, I'm coming out of the closet, I guess. So... what it is, but it was tough, man. I mean, I got this thing 5 days ago, and obviously then all the invitations started to come up. IndyCar was one of them, which I felt extremely, extremely grateful that we were doing something for our fans, something for us to talk about. Look at us, like, we wouldn't be having a show today to talk about anything if we haven't done that race. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and then we have this great idea to do a Legends race, and then just it came about in like 5 days. I called Dario, I called PT, and we called, you know, then that's it. And you see the grid. You have all the big names there. And we made a WhatsApp group, and now we're all having a lot of fun. So it's awesome. I mean, Dario won the first race. I at one point, I could actually not drive the car, that how much I was actually laughing and crying so much. So I was excited. I mean, it's not something that, you know, you think, you know, you need time to be good. And I don't think I have that much time to spend, you know, 9 hours a day on a sim like the kids did this weekend. I don't think it's going to go really well with Lauren here and the three kids by herself. So I'm doing it for the fans. I'm doing it for you guys and for us to talk, to have something to talk about. But, new, different times, huh? Different times.
Very. How awesome, though, you were racing freaking Emerson Fittipaldi in that Legends race. I mean, yeah, the names there are phenomenal.
I mean, look how beautiful this is, right? So at the end of the race, I actually, some of us in the group said, I had a pleasure, now I can say that I raced with Emanuele Pirro, yeah, Emerson Fittipaldi in my career, which that never happened to me because I was too young, you know? So... And you know, and I'm old enough, so it's awesome. I mean, we had a lot of fun. When I passed Emerson at the track, I was like, I cannot believe this. It was like, it felt like my first race in Homestead, my first IndyCar race in Homestead in '98, when I passed Alonso Jr. for 10th place. I will never forget. I mean, that feeling was like, whoa. So it was the same thing.
So can you use the same simulator, Tony Kanaan, with the Legends race and also the IndyCar series?
Yeah. It's just a different game platform, but yeah, it's the same wheel and pedals and everything else.
Well, I say give Lauren a shot at it. I mean, heck, if you are going to be practicing a little bit more, give her a shot. Let her have some fun, too.
Actually, she drove it four laps around Michigan, and she liked it, so I might be teaching her. So the thing is, if she gets a grip and becomes better than me, then she's going to drive, and I'm going to be home taking care of the kids. I don't think I want that for me.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it would be fun, though, to have. I mean, you guys put together the Legends race in 5 days, put together a Wives of Drivers race. I mean, people would tune in for that as well. Right now, we need content. We need entertainment.
I love the idea. We actually talked about that. I'm going to suggest that and see what can we do about that, because I think it will be hilarious to see the girls doing that and see if it goes in the family. You know, let's say if Liz Power is going to be Lauren Kanaan, or, you know, so that's a good idea.
It's a damn great idea, brother. We're running out of things to do.
But Tony Kanaan's not running out of things to do, because seeing your boys this week playing guitar as part of their homeschool was awesome. I mean, there are some, not a lot of positives, but there are some positives coming out of this quarantine and stay-at-home life, and seeing your boys play guitar was rocking.
I mean, Crash, to be honest, I mean, I hope, I said this before, but I'll say it again. I always try to look, you guys know me for the 20 years that this show existed, and I always try to take some positiveness out of a negative situation. And I hope after this pandemic goes away, we're out of this as better people. Mm-hmm. I think we can use this time to reflect and things that we, you know, the day by day things that they go by so quick and you don't realize. But to us here at home, it's been actually awesome. I actually, because I decided to obviously do a part season this year, I had spent more time at home than I usually did in the past. And I'm discovering so many new things, you know, like as a parent, as a person, you know, and to me, spending this time with my kids, it's something that I never really had the time. And trying to, you know, well, obviously the kids go to school, we don't homeschool them, but now we have to do that. And being part of their day-to-day homework and how they react to things when the teacher sends the homework and you help them, and how they think, the way they process things, you start to actually understand more of their personalities. I mean, I'm not trying to go deep here and having a deep conversation.
No, but it's true. It's awesome.
And I love it. I love it. I mean, we have a lot of fun. This house, it's crazy from 6:30 in the morning when they wake up until 7 o'clock at night when they go to bed. But there are days that, as you know, you guys have a kid that you want to like strangle them for a couple of reasons. But it's awesome. I mean, I've been doing things with them that we never done. So I can't thank enough. You know, the situation is a bad situation, but I'm trying to take something good out of it.
Tony Kanaan, an IndyCar champion, an Indy 500 winner. Tony, given these delays, is there a chance that you might set aside your plans to retire from IndyCar?
There is always a chance. So, of course, right now, the races that I'm scheduled to race are on the schedule, so I'm not missing anything. But you never know. Situation changes every day, so I'll definitely think about that. But as of right now, if we do all the five races that I'm supposed to do, that probably will be it.
Tony Kanaan, here in the Freak Nation, we may have even talked to you about this. We've talked about series sharing weekends for years. We've talked about that. Now on the 4th of July, it's understood that there's going to be an IndyCar on the road course at Indianapolis and a NASCAR on the Oval. We think this is the only way racing is going to survive, that they're going to have to come up with something new. Do you agree with this? Do you think this is something that racing needs to do?
I love it. I said that this weekend. I said about time that, you know, we talk about it's not us versus them. It's the motorsport world. And I think this situation that is happening in the entire world, it should actually be a sign for us to get unified with everybody. Stop this madness of people going at people. I mean, nowadays it drives me nuts that how you can hide behind a keyboard and be so brave and say things that you wouldn't have the courage to say in my face or in somebody else's face. So I love it. I think it's great. I think, you know, you see as an example, Jimmy Johnson doing some of our races, even on the iRacing. I actually they're lobbying it to make me go do an Oscar race on the iRacing this year. So you guys might see that, but it's about time. I mean, I think if we can capture their fans and they can capture our fans, we all win. So we're all looking for that. We all race because of the fans. We all have events because of the fans. If they don't show up, we're not racing. So why not? I love the idea.
Tony Kanaan, for years, we've had conversations with fans who say they're NASCAR fans and they don't care anything about drag racing or IndyCar. We all know that all of these motorsports have incredible skill sets among the drivers, male and female, that NASCAR might have 30 cars within a half second of each other in qualifying, same in IndyCar. Do you think it'd be a good thing to get all these people together on weekends like this and let everybody see that these skill sets are important and are skills that aren't shared by any other athlete in any other activity?
Correct. And then I think that's the idea. So hopefully this is behind us and now we're called the motorsport family, and that's it. And that includes everything with four wheels, two wheels, whatever that is.
Well, speaking of two wheels, though, Tony Kanaan joining us here, Speed Freaks, on a Sunday night. Racing automobiles is not your only passion. You are so big in the virtual world and, of course, on the asphalt with biking as well. And your Go Zwift that you do almost every single freaking morning. That has to be, I mean, it's incredible. A friend of mine is paired up with you sometimes on these bike rides, and he just says, the athleticism that you guys as IndyCar drivers, you, Scott Dixon, whatever, it just blows him away every time. And I think people are starting to realize that motor racing is not necessarily just get in the car and turn left. I mean, you guys and what you do physically, that's what makes you a good driver.
No, 100%. I mean, obviously I'm a freak. You know, I work out way too much, but I'm getting ready to do an Ironman soon. So I got my volume of training, it's quite high, but I love cycling. I think, you know, again, it's the same thing. Look how many people join Zwift and they're riding virtually in their houses, which in my opinion, it's a lot safer. You don't get run over by a car. You don't piss somebody off on the streets, and you can chat. You can do group rides and then chat like, you know, like iMessaging and stuff. So it's awesome. People have I think we changed that over the years, thinking that race car drivers were not athletes. And to be honest, I think we proved that. To drive a car at 240 miles an hour up to like 5 G's in the corner, you have to be an athlete. I don't care what they say. I mean, when you raise your heart rate to 162 BPMs per minute, which is quite high, and you're sitting down, you're not doing like a, you know, an aerobic exercise, it's hard. So I challenge anybody that thinks that we are not athletes to try to raise your heart rate at 162, not sitting in your couch, and I don't think you can do it. So we changed that. I mean, and not just me, but Jimmy Johnson, yep, and a bunch of the NASCAR guys are extremely fit as well.
Yep.
That has changed a lot in their world, because back in the days, I mean, those cars were easier to drive, not as physically demanding, and now everybody's an athlete. So in my opinion, that has been changing, and that is not even a question anymore.
Perfect.
So what you're saying, Tony Kanaan, that when I have a blood pressure and heartbeats at about 170 because of my 6-year-old, I am an athlete?
No, yeah, I cannot say what you are when you do that, but but then you have the same feeling as an athlete, but you're not an athlete.
Well, before we let you go, Tony, what is in the background? I'm hearing Indy cars.
I'm testing in Texas right now. I'm sorry. I actually, when you guys called, let's tell the truth. We set this interview 5 minutes prior to what we did, and when you guys called, I was qualifying. I couldn't pick up the phone. So then I came into the pits and I called you guys back.
Oh, man.
Love it. Well, we better let you get back to your practice time.
Please, I got to qualify. I'm down to 14th now because I was C1 when I stopped, so I got to go back.
Hey, 14's a good number.
Yeah, that's true.
TK, as always, buddy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.